Hare Krishna. Pastor Sakidevi Das is asking about description of Goloka. Somewhere described as being hexagonal, somewhere as lotus. So which one is it? Well, we should see that these descriptions of transcendence by liberated souls are for our benefit, trying to communicate something that happens in the realm of unlimited consciousness, unlimited dimension, and no restriction. To people who are conditioned, limited in a very, very serious way, they're limited, and who see things in three dimensions, understand things in a very restrictive way. Therefore, our perspective of reality, let's see, is just, we're holding the tail of the elephant. And that's about the extent of our understanding. Is Goloka hexagonal? Well, sure, it's hexagonal. It's accommodating the Gopal mantra in a hexagonal form, in a hexagonal setting, and so it's hexagonal. But it's also also a lotus. Lotus, beautiful flower, and symbol of transcendence. This is the abode of transcendence, and it's not just one of these forms, but it's all of these forms. These and simultaneously all of them. They're not in sequence, and there's no particular restriction. There are in the spiritual world, everything is first of all conscious, and the other is everything has free will. Now even here in the material world, we know that the earth planet is conscious. Although there's controversy about whether it's flat or round, but there's the idea of the Earth Mother, although we don't see the Earth Mother, and we're in the process of killing the Earth Mother. But be that as it may, we have the idea of a person, but this person is limited. This person is limited, and therefore it doesn't really change its external shape very much. Although Bhumi appeared to like a cow to Maharaj Prithu, but that's the personification of the earth, not the earth itself. But in Goloka, there's no restriction. It can change shape according to the how that facilitates Krishna's pastime. We read about how even here in the material world, even the Dham manifests in the material world, it expands and contracts according to what facilitates Krishna's pastime. So that's taking place here. What to speak of what can go on over there. So there's no restriction. Restriction is just on us. But it's like adults trying to explain complicated things to children. How will children understand them? Well, they need to really come down to earth and just explain things in those terms, which doesn't really explain the reality of what it is that a child is trying, like, how does an airplane fly? You can't really explain it to a child, but you say something so that they get some kind of understanding and satisfaction. So that this whole concept of what the spiritual sky is all about is very, very mysterious. It's a very mysterious place. There are very nice quotations in Vedas. Veda, Maika Veda. Rig Veda. In the Rig Veda, very nice descriptions that are often quoted by acharyas. And we usually have this picture of spheres, effulgent spheres floating around in the sky. But is it really like that? Well, in one sense, it was. Gop Kumar said he was flying, when he was flying to Vaikuntha, being taken to Vaikuntha, he was passing the Earth planet, and he was able to see planets. And then, but then when he reached Vaikuntha, from Vaikuntha, and he passed to Ayodhya, and then to Dwarka, he was just walking. There's no mention of flying. He just said that he just passed from one place to another. Seemed quite effortlessly, without any, it wasn't that he went for a long, long, long time. So how is that? We say that these are different places, different planets, especially Ayodhya, Vaikuntha to Ayodhya, and Ayodhya to Goloka, that this is a different planets, and yet he didn't take any type of vehicle to get from one to the other. He just walked. So our understanding of things is very limited. It's good that we have these things in order to also satisfy both our curiosity, give us faith, and give us something to meditate on. But that something is like the Shaka Chandranyai, that you're looking at the moon through the branches of the tree. So we look at the branch, and from the branch, then we eventually, as our hearts become purified, we get to see the moon. And when we become transcendental, then, well, at least we'll have a more accurate perspective of what the spiritual world is. Even then, it may be that different transcendentalists view different things in different ways. And for that reason, we have acharyas who have different opinions also on the same thing. Hare Krishna.